ER.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. All rental units in Houston may soon be required to have air conditioning. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports some city council members want to close the loophole that allows landlords to not install AC.
Under city code, housing units must be no hotter than 80 degrees, or if the high is above 100, 20 degrees below the outside temperature. If approved by the city council this week, the right to air conditioning ordinance would take effect in 90 days, removing the window screen loophole. Julia Orduña with advocacy group Texas Housers supports the move.
Everyone should have access to live in healthy and cooled housing, especially when we're dealing with 100, 105, 110 heat indexes.
A 2023 survey by the U.S. Census Bureau found more than 20,000 households in the Houston metro area did not have air conditioning. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Fort Bend ISD is asking families to weigh in on a proposed boundary changes that would impact where students attend several middle and high schools starting next year. At least 9 middle schools in the district could see changes, and officials say 3 high schools they're focusing on are over capacity: Stephen F. Austin, Elkins, and Travis. Beth Martinez is the deputy superintendent.
We have multiple splits as we stand now, where students go to an elementary and then they split to multiple middle schools, or a middle school splits to multiple high schools. So the focus of this work was to look at how we could relieve those 3 high schools and how we could best align those feeder patterns to keep the splits at minimum.
Parents can access the online survey on Fort Bend ISD's website. The school board is expected to vote on the boundary changes by October. Minnesota's attorney general is suing Governor Abbott for failing to send an ICE agent back to Minnesota to face charges. 52-year-old Christian Castro was arrested in Texas for shooting through a door and injuring a man during an immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. Abbott has not signed the warrant needed to extradite, sparking the lawsuit by